Mr. Domingo Matias, Vice Minister of Territorial Planning and Regional Development of the Ministry of Economy, Planning and Development, Dominican Republic. His Excellency, Mr. Srivari Chandrasekhar, Vice Minister, Ministry of Science and Technology, India. His Excellency, Mr. Devendra Pardell, Minister, Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, Nepal. Her Excellency, Ms. Rowena Cristina Guevara, Undersecretary for Research and Development, Philippines. Her Excellency, Ms. Monica Musenero, Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, Uganda. Ms. Mamuna Maud Sharif, Executive Director, United Nations Human Settlements Programme, UN Habitat. Distinguished delegates, good afternoon. It was with great pleasure that I address you today at the 25th annual session of the United Nations Commission on Science and Technology for Development. The COVID-19 pandemic hit our country's economic and financial structures disastrously, creating numerous challenges for our people and affecting businesses of all sizes. Economic growth declined significantly in 2020 to 12.9% from 1.9% in 2019 due to the significant disruptions in economic activities. This was largely due to a significant decline in our main source of revenue from tourism activities, which plummeted by more than 60%. This situation further exacerbated existing sustainability and climate change challenges, thus exposed the vulnerability of Seychelles as a small island developing state. It therefore became evident that we urgently needed to put more emphasis on the integration of science, technology, and innovation in the national development agenda to reduce the vulnerability of our socio-economic development. The agenda addresses economic diversification and transformation of priority sectors, and the national SDI policy and strategy forms the basis of it all. This policy and strategic framework is set to put into place an integrated SDI governance system to ensure the integration of SDI across all sectors and development programs. The benefits of such a governance system includes the involvement of government from the strategic, operational, and functional levels, including the participation of businesses and communities. It is through such a system that we shall be able to transition our economy from an efficiency-driven to an innovation-driven and knowledge-based economy by 2025. To further enhance the efficiency of our urban socio-technical systems, we are endeavoring to map our national system of innovation to ensure it is functional to create a conducive environment for innovation to thrive. We also aim to invest in our ICT infrastructure to support the digitalization of government services, and this will of course fuel the agenda which is being worked on currently towards the development of a digital economy framework. This is why we have also been actively developing e-commerce platforms and a digital one-stop shop to facilitate the ease of doing business and support digital entrepreneurship. The work to establish a marine biotechnology industry is already underway, and this will be the first for Seychelles. Furthermore, we have been engaged in promoting the use of technology in many areas and aspects, primarily in farming and in the manufacturing sector. We also look forward to the automation of operations at our commercial sea and airports, the digitization of our national health system, the automation of disaster response management systems, amongst others. For more inclusivity through our STEM education program, we are attracting more children and women into technology to reduce the gender gap participation in SDI. Consumption in Seychelles is largely driven by imports, thus resulting in high levels of waste. It is no surprise, therefore, that the concept of circular economy is becoming more and more important in our value addition industries. For this reason, we are placing a lot of emphasis on the importance of investment in R&D for efficiency gains and wealth creation. As a small island developing state, we cannot achieve all our objectives on our own. Seychelles strives to continue sustaining SDI diplomacy to ensure regional and international collaboration in building SDI capacities and capabilities to improve the status of our urban socio-technical systems. We therefore highly value the existing collaboration with UNCTAD, UNESCO, UNIDO, and other UN agencies, as well as AUDA-NEPAD, SADC, and AUC, in furthering the development of and strengthening our urban socio-technical systems. I thank you very much for your attention.